Q-Byron Hurst joins us. I've met him before. Now, the reason we're doing this is because one of the Bee Gees died over the weekend, and Donna Summer died last Thursday. And you're just about the right age. You can remember the Donna Summer records and all that. Right. You probably shook your booty a night or two when you didn't.
In Hot Springs.
Have you really?
That's right.
That's it, yeah.
Hey, just because we're old don't mean we didn't do stuff.
Yeah, David.
No. Do you have a Hot Springs connection?
Well, I mean, he and his family have been in, with Hot Springs, probably founding members of Hot Springs. They go back that far, yeah. But I've known Q for a
Q.
We call it Q.
All right,
wow,
let's get it over with
Q.
Right now. Can we find out what the Q stands for?
Well, the Q stands for Quincy.
Okay, great. At least you threw it out.
Yeah. Not, I like John L. Smith.
A lot of people call me QB, but actually I was also a quarterback in high school, so it kind of.
Perfect.
Where'd you play high school?
Hot Springs.
Hot Springs. So you're Hot Springs through and through.
Right. I was seventh generation in Garland County.
Now, we had who could be your opponent on the other day. You're in the Democratic primary, correct?
Cotton,
that's correct.
Right?
Tom Cotton.
Okay. Yeah. Cotton's in a Republican.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's in the Republican side.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't do that to
No,
me.
I wouldn't do it on purpose, Bup.
Don't do that on purpose. No, I didn't want to have a conflict of interest.
Last time I saw Q Byron, it was at the Cotton Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Last time I saw him there, yeah, he was getting around.
Well, but you guys know, what's your background? I don't know much about your background.
Jeez. Well, of course, I've lived in Garland County all my life, and I'm an attorney.
Okay. You're a lot of attorneys coming in.
He's a legend.
Yes.
And I've been practicing law in Garland County for 38 years, since 1974.
He's been in a couple of high-profile cases.
Right. And I'm also own a small business with my wife called Superior Senior Care, which is caregiver referral business.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So you're Hot Springs through and through. And Tommy, how are you?
I met you one time down in Hot Springs, and I think I met you at Faded Rose, maybe.
Yeah, I know we've run into each other several times.
And it was on the up and up. You weren't defending me or nothing like that.
At Jamal and Sean.
Okay.
And your buddy's with Shamura as well, right? Paul Shamura?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Paul's a great guy.
Yeah, they are.
Now, I have seen your name in the front page of the paper lately. You have been getting some publicity about the, is it tax money? Is that with the liens and stuff? What's that about?
You know, it seems like politics always brings out everything that you've ever
done. Yes, yes.
But, you know, I've had a dispute with the Internal Revenue Service over my taxes. Some people don't understand that. They think it's that I'm not paying my taxes, but I've paid my taxes.
I'm disputing
what they say I owe further.
Gotcha.
And so I'm going to fight with them.
That's a little different with David's situation with those people, right?
Watch it. is this your first time you've run for office after all these years?
I ran for office 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that was my first time to ever run.
I gotcha.
All right, you know all the junk. And particularly in this microscope society, which we live with computers and stuff. I got to ask you, after being a successful attorney all these years, why would you want to put yourself through that, knowing that they might go back to when you were 23 years old and did something and drag it out, like they dragged out the thing? Not that I care one way or the other. Mitt Romney was a bully in high school.
Yep, yep,
who cares?
Yep, yep.
You know, he did that in high school. What? Who among us haven't done something in high school?
And who among us haven't been that guy?
Yeah.
Beat up on constantly.
We're going to get into the bully thing.
Well, you know, Tommy, that's a good point. And I tell you, when you think about running for office, you recognize that they will bring out everything that you've ever done. But I have practiced law, and I enjoy helping people. I believe I've got the education, the experience where I could be a good congressional candidate. I wasn't going to let the fear of somebody getting into my background stop me from doing something. I've made mistakes just like everybody has.
Right.
And I don't think there's a man walking the earth that hadn't made a mistake, or a woman. And so I decided one day, hey, I'm just not going to let this stop me. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to offer myself to the public. And if I get elected, great. I think I'll be a great congressman. If I don't, then I've got something else I've got to do in life, too.
Wow. Okay, the number one thing that your Republican counterpart said the other day was the biggest issue facing the country today is the fear of Obamacare. I don't know where you stand on that. I'm not even sure I know what that means. I would venture to say if you asked 80% of the people, tell me what you know about Obamacare, they couldn't tell you a damn thing. Now, how do you feel about that particular issue?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, most people don't know what Obamacare is.
Right.
You know, it's the Affordable Care Act. And there are parts of that bill that I don't care for, that I don't think are very good. And I think that we've got to modify that bill to make it palatable for small business people and for individuals. It's got to be affordable. I don't think that we should just completely start over, but I think we should take a hard look at it. We should amend it. We should modify it. And we should change it, and then it'll be workable.
Do you consider yourself a liberal Democrat or a conservative Democrat?
Well, I consider myself a moderate, and I have been described by everyone as a conservative. Those kind of labels kind of bother
me. So them yellow dogs will be out there voting for you, huh? You hope?
Well, I'm running as a Democrat, and I think the Democratic Party is broad enough to encompass both conservatives and liberals. I fall in the midstream, you know, what I call a moderate.
Yeah, well, and the issues have really gotten hot and touchy. Last week they tried to make it about gay marriage. They threw that out there, like, and my feeling is, you know, it ain't my cup of tea. I don't really approve of it, but I don't care. Do what you're going to do. We got bigger fish. There's a war. There's people crawling around with bombs in their bellies wanting to blow planes up. Michael J. Fox was on the other night. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And he read a story about a woman who gave birth to a baby in a tree. And he said, well, some guy comes up to him and says he's having a bad day. He goes, hey, I just heard about a lady giving birth to a baby in a tree.
Yeah, he's talking about his kids.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, what you got?
Yeah.
What you got? Top that.
Yeah.
But the issue of that, they're going to do what they want to do. Let them do it. I don't care. I really don't care one way. I know I should care, but I don't. But that's not a big deal to me right now.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. You know, I think one reason that the three of y'all are so successful as radio personalities is that you call it like it is and you make common sense. We need to do that nationally, too. And you know, the government needs to stay out of our business as much as possible. The government should be working for us and not getting involved in our lives. Now, personally, the federal government has nothing to do with marriage or divorce.
Right.
That's a state problem. I'm against gay marriage. That doesn't mean I don't like gay people. I think they should be given the same rights as everyone else. But when it comes to marriage, I don't think that we should have any federal statutes which propose a gay marriage.
Yeah. Oh, I would tend to agree with you. Just like I said, fine. Go get the economy. Go get right. The terrorists. Right.
That's the thing that I think a lot of people, and I'm just a layman, you know, but we start looking at all the folks that are running for political office. When you are able to spend, you know, millions of dollars to run for office, somehow you're beholden to some of these people that have given you bigger money than me and my $100 bill or something like that. And we just don't know if you lose sight. I mean, how much would, once you become congressman, how much is that going to change you? And because you're beholden to other folks and not the regular guy.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think that campaign financing is a real problem.
Yep.
Yesterday's Gazette had a list of all of our contributors in there. And, of course, I went right to my opponents and started looking at them. And I'm thinking, why would this guy in Las Vegas give my opponent $5,000?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm sure the general public has that same feeling. I think that it's broken the way we finance these elections. And if a person can spend $1 million and try to buy the election instead of going out and shaking hands and meeting people, there's something wrong.
But I'm afraid that's the way it is.
Oh, that's right. It is.
I mean, the guys, they say Obama,
it's a new age,
and Romney are going to spend billions of dollars. I'm talking about billions of dollars on the election that's coming up. And I'm thinking, boy, golly, that's just not the way it ought to be. You, the more money you get, the better chance you got to win it.
Yeah, it's all about money.
And that's true. In defense of that, of course, we have to get our message out.
Yeah.
And you have to get your message out. We've got 33 counties we're running in, and it's just awesome. And the only way we can do it is radio, TV, and the media that can get the most people.
What is, you know, this is the fourth district,
That's
right. And is this, I mean, how many opponents have there been, or how many people have held that office that have been a Democrat? This is a pretty pretty gutsy thing for you to get out there as a Democrat. I think Republicans held it for the last several years.
Well, actually, just the opposite.
Really?
Come on, Ron.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry,
well, you don't
Q.
Know. You don't know.
I'm sorry, Q.
No, wait a minute. No, seriously. I thought it was.
Quincy.
Actually, the 4th District is traditionally Democratic.
Okay.
Mike Ross held it last. And did a great job.
Before him, it was Jay.
Before him, it was Jay Dickey, who was a Republican.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, there you go. But I thought it was Republican.
The district used to primarily be South Arkansas, and it was sort of the hotbed of Democrats.
What's that? What's the sign he's giving back there?
One in a hundred.
Is that right? Is that what? See, I didn't know. You know what?
You're close.
You know what? Well, with Jay Dickey, I thought he was there forever. Honestly, I thought it was.
You live in that district.
I don't know what Obamacare is.
One in a hundred. I like the way he's back there. One in the past 100
okay.
years.
Right. Roger just likes to throw those things out to see if we're paying attention.
You know what? I'm just a regular guy. I know.
RJ, all I can say is. Flag the tape.
Okay, flag whatever. I feel no shame with that. I feel no shame.
You shouldn't. It's a 8:45, and we'll be back with Q Byram Hurst in just a couple of seconds. We'll open the phone lines up. If you've got questions, you can ask.
That's right.
You have to. No, you know what? You want the really. Felon vote. You want the felon vote, if there is such a thing anymore.
We love Hot Springs. That's that's one of our
it's
favorite
our home
towns to go.
Home.
Yeah, we love the history there and the architecture and everything
the
about
track,
that.
The track, the people, Jamal's place. That's just a great place to go and
well,
visit.
Listen, I went to a wedding Friday at the Hamilton House. What? If I had enough money, I would buy that sucker. It was like something off a scene from The Godfather. That was, of course, you know, the gangster. Yeah, gangster. Underground tunnel and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left. We ask you the fun stuff. Now, what's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie?
Yeah.
Apple pie.
Would you pick fried chicken or catfish?
Catfish.
Your favorite NFL team to follow?
Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay. Things are starting to add up now.
Went down.
Who's
here.
Your all-time favorite player in the NFL ever?
All-time favorite player ever.
Baseball and football. I like to hear.
I would say Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good safe answer in Arkansas.
Boy, sure.
That's
good
a good.
What
safe
about baseball?
Answer.
You follow baseball at all?
Well, I'm not much of a baseball follower, but actually, I got to watching some of it, and I. We're sort of following Albert Pujols.
Yeah. He's having his
he's struggling.
He seemed like a good person, besides being a great baseball player.
Did somebody say? Did he get three? Did somebody tell me he had three home runs the other day?
I think he had two over the weekend.
I got to ask another question. Has this guy ever killed anybody? I mean, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of It's a Wonderful Life, the William Frawley character who was back there, you know, just made sure that, that the judge said the right stuff.
That'll be pointed out to the listeners out there. He's the guy that was sitting in the background when Roger said that that had been a predominantly.
Yes!
Because one in 100 years.
Exactly! Yeah, and he's not said a word.
He got a good laugh out of it.
Well, that's all right.
He chortled.
That's George Hosendorf, and he works in my campaign.
Okay.
That's a name.
Well, real quick here, we got a call for you. Yeah.
Good morning, Tommy, David, and Roger.
Hey,
what's up?
Hello, Mr. Hurst. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you?
I am well. Just real quick, because I know we're up against a heartbreak. Tommy, I love the fact that the police drive their cars home. And, you know, and I'll just tell you, just to defend the police, being retired from Little Rock, is, you know, I have a Little Rock policeman live across the street and drives his car home. He's on the SWAT team. And that's the reason that he drives his car home is because he may get called out in the middle of the night and have to respond to a riot down at the radio station or something. You can never tell.
Oh, at the radio station.
Matter of fact, after that statement you made, they may be watching you drive home every day.
I take that statement back. I was ignorant of the facts, and you guys can drive your cars on vacation.
There you go. Hey, Mr. Hurst, I have two questions for you, and you can answer it after the break or before the break, but you know, you addressed Obamacare and then homosexual marriage, and I just